Did the Astros think the first 2 months was practice?
I guess so.
Practice. Exhibition games?
I guess so.
Practice? Yeah.
I guess so, because if they'd have played the first half anyway, any like they're playing the second half, yeah. they'd be in contention
yeah,
right now.
They would.
But, yeah, so if a.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to spoil it. I don't know if people got enough rain or not, and I don't want to spoil it if you didn't, but it does appear that we got some more
coming. Well, it was spitting on me when I walked to the car this morning.
Well, I guess it rained last night about 10:30 or so, between 10:30 and 11. But the heavy band of showers coming ashore, kind of west of Palacios and going up through Victoria, but it's marching through Washington County right now.
The band's marching.
It is, and kind of doing north northeast, which means we'll catch some more of that. So
we had tornado warnings.
Well,
sounded like a freight train it yesterday.
I don't know.
Is that right?
I wasn't there.
In South College Station?
Yeah. I mean, the wind certainly, I happened to be at the house.
It was, don't know that it was on campus, but it was Texas A&M students were the ones that spotted it. But the National Weather Service said that it was trained spotters, so that tells me that it wasn't just,
it just looks like
let's call somebody.
Well, again, it was a funnel cloud and not a tornado, right? Doesn't it have to touch the ground to be a tornado?
True. And as I was saying on the air yesterday, we were kind of in a middle ground is where we were, because I don't know if you boys have noticed over the last few years, as a matter of safety, what the National Weather Service has done is they have gotten a little more liberal, shall we say, with issuing tornado warnings, because they look for rotation in radar. And if they see specific rotations, they will issue a tornado warning based on the rotation of a storm, just because it may be likely to produce a tornado.
Yeah, under those circumstances. Hello.
It's a good opportunity to remind folks that they're doing Skywarn training on campus. Forget the room, but it's between 2 and 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
So you can learn about that kind of stuff.
There you are.
Very timely.
Well, again, there are, we have a Department of Meteorology here.
Yeah.
We have a great big tall building with radar.
Big old square building.
Yeah.
Big tall square building.
Well, I think it's a rectangle, but,
square in points. Square area. A rectangle.
Architectural hair splitting with Scott.
Let's do geometry. Anyway,
I don't know. Is it a rectangle or is it a square?
What, the building itself?
Yeah.
Well, from the ground up, I believe that'd be a rectangle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he may be talking about the base of it, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Right.
Anyway.
Aren't all squares rectangles?
It's a big old building. It's the tallest building between Waco and Houston.
Scott and I having a geometry battle.
Oh, no. Believe me, no. I come pretty well unarmed when it comes to geometry. You talk about limping through.
What? Pythagorean theorem. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Do you want me to tell my geometry joke or not?
Sure. Did they give you a compass with a needle on it? Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember the big chalkboard compasses that had the eraser?
Oh, those were awesome.
Yeah, but I didn't get one. Only the teacher had that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, the other thing, I had a music teacher, and she had that thing that would draw the four lines.
Oh,
That was pretty cool. That's back when they used to use chalk. Hello.
Yeah, squares and rectangles lack the ability to hold volume, much like your intellect on many mornings.
Thank you.
Hire that man.
Oh, boy.
did he cut us down?
I believe to size would be...
took a shot.
In a village in the third world, when a squaw would become pregnant, she would come to the chief, and the chief would give her a hide, and then she would go out into the jungle, and she would have her child. Okay? So the first squaw came to the chief. She was very pregnant, and he gives her...
I think he's telling a joke.
He gives her the hide of a zebra, and she goes out into the jungle, and she returns with the child wrapped up in the beautiful zebra hide. The second squaw is pregnant. She comes to the chief. He gives her the hide of a tiger. She goes into the jungle, and she comes back out. Yeah, hide of the tiger. Yeah. She comes back, and this squaw has a child that is wrapped in a hide. The third, it's always the comedy of threes. The third squaw is very pregnant, largely pregnant. And so the chief decides, well, I need to give her a larger hide. I will give her the hide of a hippopotamus, and she will take that into the jungle. And so she does, and she comes back out. This squaw comes out with twins, which proves the squaw of the hippopotamus is equal to the sums of the squaws of the other two hides.
Oh,
don't get to tell it very often.
No. Oh, thank, yeah. Thank goodness.
I'd like to apologize to our listeners for not only taking part in the discussion of geometry, but by mentioning the Pythagorean theorem to lead Scott into one of the worst jokes I have ever heard.
You'll tell it again, though. You
no,
will.
No, I wouldn't listen to it. Yeah. I'd get it wrong.
Yeah. It'll be on our website.
Right, I was going to say, what do you think? You think I'm going to tell that on a Sunday morning sometime?
That'd be
I
mean, good.
It really doesn't play into a message that
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so. We'll be able to hear that all again on our website. Yep.
Hey, before we talk about Jesus, here's a geometry joke for you.
All right, about 45 minutes, we'll talk to Chet Edwards. But, hey, here's the news. The news, the big political news, actually comes from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And not from Washington.
Yeah. No more daily.
Yeah, and and the thing is, Rahm Emanuel has said before
he wants it.
He would like to have this job.
God. Would he not be the stereotypical Washington Chicago mayor?
God, can you imagine? And again, those people might deserve each other. And the thing is, Chicago is a great city. I mean, just for the size that it is, it is just a tremendous city.
It's a Tallinn town.
To have, yeah, that's what they say. To have him as mayor. Anyway. Daley's popularity taking a little bit of a dive recently. More than half of Chicago voters saying they don't want to see him reelected. So we'll see. Between the two, daddy and son, 40 years they ruled Chicago. And I believe ruled would be the right word.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. A fair verb to describe the Daley
family. Yeah, I think they pretty well weren't too many surprises for them. President Barack Hussein Obama, the president of U.S. America, out on the trail again. He'll be speaking today and announce possibly more Bush-area tax cuts being extended, except to the wealthiest. Doesn't want to do that.
Why are they trying to give it legs that he invoked a Jimi Hendrix song yesterday, or that he even uttered the phrase that, you know, people treat him like a dog?
Well, I don't know. And again, we Sean Hannity had it on there on his little report today. I guess it's folksy to some people. It brings him down to earth. You know, he's standing there with no tie and his sleeves rolled up, and they treat me like a dog. And I believe he said in there that was not in my prepared statement.
Yeah, he did.
I would say that
maybe that's the bigger story than what he actually said.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I kind of like the comeback. I don't know if you heard the comeback that Fred Thompson had.
Mm-mm.
Fred Thompson, who, of course, he walked for president. He
did. Right.
Yeah.
It was too much.
He shuffled for president.
It was too much trouble to run. But anyway.
He got a gig on the Leno show for it.
Yeah. You know? Well, no. He's got a – I think he has a syndicated show that's heard in 9 markets across
America. Right. It's not a very good one.
So. No, that's what I say, 9 markets. But during
– 9 markets? You just call those in, couldn't you?
Yeah. So he tweeted, however, on his Twitter account, he delivered a rather pointed retort to President Barack Hussein Obama. When mentioning the treat me like a dog, he said, quote, "They talk about me like a dog," and Thompson's response was, "Maybe it's because he treats this country like a fire hydrant."
Oh. See, now, therein you have one who needs to not do anything but read from the teleprompter, and another one who needs to do nothing but not read from the teleprompter.
Yeah. So I don't know where he got that or who sent it to him, but he decided to go ahead and put that out there for us. Yes?
I want to take a moment to thank you all for cutting in on Rush Limbaugh and serving your community. That was very, very nice.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it.
That's what we're here for.
Thank you very much.
And it's nice to have our weather guys, too, so that we've got you know, some experts. And by the way, so I can go ahead and blame Rob for my high utility bill. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, apparently he did that. It was his fault.
He came to your house and turned your thermostat.
He did. When I was not watching, he went ahead and put the thermostat at 62 degrees. Oh, you gotta hate this for the former vice president. I don't know if you heard about this story.
Al Gore?
Yeah.
Well,
Al can't seem to catch a break these days.
Or get a date.
Yeah. Remember the public divorce?
Yeah.
The problems about the masseuses and that kind of thing. Crazed gunman citing his work as the inspiration for his awakening, if you'll recall.
Right.
Well, now this bit of cruel irony. The Los Angeles area Carson Gore Academy of Environmental Sciences, named after Al Gore and Rachel Carson, the environmentalist, apparently built on top of an environmentally contaminated piece of real estate.
We just can't have nice things.
We can't. Some are now raising concerns that the $75.5 million school, which sits across the street from an oil well, may pose long-term health risks to the students, faculty, and staff. Construction crews worked furiously through the Labor Day weekend to remove dirt from two 3,800-square-foot plots to a depth of 45 feet, space enough for a four-story building. The soil in those plots once held more than a dozen industrial storage tanks that have contaminated the site's underground water. Well, there you go, Al. This is not a banner year for Al. See what happens. The crews are rushing to complete the work before the fall semester starts on September 13th for the nearly 700 students that are enrolled in the Carson Gore School of Environmental Science. It's 12.
Wonder what their mascot is.
Yeah, well, I bet there's a hazmat suit today.